Are you ready? It's time for your weekly dose of Wayne's Comics.
Welcome to episode 498 of the Wayne's Comics Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This week we catch up with Heroes for Causes and their latest book, which is called Center Ice. I get to talk with Joseph A. Michael, Jeremiah Stemple, and Donovan Peterson about this book, which focuses on pediatric brain cancer. Weston Herman is a young man, currently going on 14, fighting brain cancer for the third time. Center Ice is inspired by his love for hockey and his heroic fight against brain cancer. He battles the infamous villain Mr. I and his army of robotic counterparts, including Goal-E. We talk about how this project came to be, as well as the comic that's going to be out very soon, and what the future holds for Heroes for Causes. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy what they have to say. There's a lot to get to in this episode, so let's get on with the show. It's great to welcome back to the podcast the team from Heroes with Causes. And let's see, we got three folks with us this time. And let's start off with Joseph A. Michael. How you doing, Joseph?
Good. How's it going, Wayne?
Good. It's good to talk with you again. You and I have talked about, a couple of things in the past. Yeah. So we're getting used to this by now. And let's see, Jeremiah. What's your last name, Jeremiah?
Temple.
That's right. I want to make sure I get that right. And we got Junior. And let's see. We've got Donovan. And Donovan, why don't you tell me what your last name is? Because I'm striking out here.
No worries, Wayne. It's Peterson.
Okay. All right. So we got the three of you guys gone. I've talked with you guys before about Pathway, which was a really great comic, which came out. And I hope it did really well. Well, why don't you update us on that before we get to Center Ice? Joseph, how did Pathway do?
So Pathway, we met our funding goal for our Kickstarter, and we did everything up to the point of going out to five Comic-Cons because COVID hit. Oh. So we distributed online. We sent hundreds of copies out, you know, all across the U.S. to cystic fibrosis patients and different nonprofit organizations, and raised a bunch of money for Colton's Legacy Foundation, which they were very pleased with. Now, once COVID, you know, kind of eases back and we're able to do more shows, we'll be able to hit more shows and distribute the rest of the Pathway books that we still have.
Oh, good. Okay. Might you do both of these books at the same time?
Yeah, so we might go to a second printing on Pathway. We did a 5,000 initial print run, and then we had some like special covers. So that'll probably last us a few conventions, and by that time we'll probably have our Center Ice books in hand, which is for the American Cancer Society and their Gold Together program, which is for childhood brain cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's a cause worth supporting, that's for sure. So that's where we are with these things. As far as I understand, right, you guys have gotten the Center Ice book is completed, right?
All the artwork up until the inks were completed as of today, and then our colorist has about 4 or 5 pages left to go.
Oh, wow. So you guys, that's great that you guys work ahead like that, because, wow, that's – I don't know how many Kickstarters I have backed and never seen a page. So it's great that you guys do that, especially for such worthy causes. That's really great to have that done. Good. So, okay. Sure. So let's see. Well, Jeremiah, I don't know. Let's I'm going to try to pass it around to different people and see who I can get everybody involved in the conversation. Talk about your role in Center Ice and what the book's about, if you would, Jeremiah.
Basically, what I do is find our charity partners, and I'm basically a professional beggar. Like, I'm the one who goes and finds the money. Meg and Anders connect us with American Cancer Society and the Gold Together program, And working with them, we got money from Tampa Bay Lightning and a few other organizations to get it all covered, so we didn't have to do a Kickstarter this time.
Oh wow!
And this book, like I said, it's basically best way I can reference it is think like Shazam if he played ice hockey. Like that's kind of how this hero is. And it's actually based off a 14-year-old kid named Weston who's had brain cancer 4 times.
Wow. I guess before we get too much farther, we should congratulate the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Oh yeah.
They are the champions of the National
Repeat
Hockey
champions. League.
Yeah, how about that? So that's good to hear. When I think of hockey, I don't think of Tampa Bay somehow. I think of Canada.
2-1 down there.
Yeah. Although when I first came to Orlando, I remember seeing people go and playing hockey at night in ice rinks and stuff like that. And I'd always be like, how do they do that? Isn't it too hot for that? But, of course, when you refrigerate the rink and stuff like that, you can do those things any time of the day you want. So that's a good thing. So
the downside is fantastic, that happens when Lightning play because it's right near my house. So.
Oh, very good. Very good. Excellent. So that's good stuff. Now, Dominic, talk about the artwork and stuff like that. What's your role in the artwork?
So I usually start off with Jeremiah and Joseph. We'll kind of go over some of the beats we want. With this one, we had some specific likes that we wanted to make sure that reflect, since we're basing it on a real world person. With Pathway, we had Jeremiah, and he was the basis for our real world. This one, you know, we had to kind of bring in Weston, what he liked and his favorite colors, his jersey number. So we started with some rough concept ideas and we kind of threw that around. It feels like it came together pretty quickly. And then once we were done with that, Joseph hammered out a script, went through a couple revisions. Then when I got it, I did some rough thumbnails. Once those were all approved, I went into the pencils. Mm-hmm. And then I leave it up to the other two guys to do all the hard work.
Okay, so now, Joseph, why don't you talk about what the story is about in the book?
So what we did with Pathway was we wanted to kind of educate but also get across an entertaining story that had to do with cystic fibrosis. So our challenge was kind of similar in this one. We wanted to get across the message of, why is brain cancer, a big deal, and also maybe try to educate a little bit about that. So we kind of threw it back to 90s comic books like the Image era and the early Amazing Spider-Man to keep it lighthearted, because this stuff can get really serious really fast. And if we have kids that are fighting the good fight, we want to keep, their spirits uplifted. So we kind of went more of a lighthearted approach. We have a character that has cancer in the book, but we don't really get into the minutia of what cancer is. We personify those in his villains. Mm-hmm. So one of the villains that he faces is Mr. I, which Donovan came up with. It's kind of the call letters for MRI. Mm. And after talking with Weston and also the American Cancer Society, they both agreed that MRIs are kind of like an outdated form of technology that, they use to help diagnose and treat cancer and stuff like that. And a lot of the treatments are from the 80s and the 90s that they're still using today. So he's kind of like this Dr. Wily from Mega Man, evil scientist that likes to use outdated technology when he fights Center Ice. Mm. So the story of Center Ice kicks off at a hockey rink. There's a hockey game going on. Mr. I interrupts the hockey game, and he threatens to level the stadium. So luckily, Center Ice, our character, is in the audience, and he heeds the character's hero call, and he comes to save the day in battle, Mr. I, and he's got a robot called Goalie, who's it's like a hulking juggernaut kind of robot that takes on, both teams at the same time with, android type abilities and rockets and all that other good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's really, I guess, so hockey is a big deal to the individual that this is based on?
Yeah, was one of our challenges. Go ahead, Jeremiah.
I was saying he basically plays ice hockey almost every weekend as long as he's feeling up for it.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Very good. So that's good. Is he a fan of the Tampa Bay team?
He is a fan of him.
Okay, very good. So he is. So that's good stuff. So all these good things are happening. I like the personalization that you do in these stories, Joseph. I think it's kind of it makes it relatable for people because when you get, I think you're right to avoid too much of the science, just enough so that we understand what's going on. But personalizing it, I think, makes people a lot more understanding as to what's happening and what's going on with us. So I think you guys do a wonderful job with that.
And that was one of our challenges, was to get across a story that, like I said, was educational, but also treated it with sympathy and sensitivity, so that someone that has the disease or someone that doesn't have the disease can also get something from the same story. So ultimately, we want people that are diagnosed with cystic fibrosis to find a hero in Pathway, just like we want people that are battling brain cancer and children to find a hero in Center Ice. But then we also want a comic book reader that is not impacted by these things to be able to pick up the book and say, wow, that's an entertaining story. Oh, it has to do with cancer, because on the back we'll have the information for the Gold Together program and then various advertising stuff in the book, and then Weston's editorial. So hopefully they'll get something, if they want to go back through and read and kind of look for the little Easter eggs and stuff.
Now you made some of the pages available to me, which I got a chance to read, which I really enjoy. I think the art is really very well done, I have to say. You don't skimp at all on the artwork, on especially involved with the hockey and involved with the android and stuff like that. It's all very well done. On even the bad guy is pretty good too. So, who the Donovan? You came up with those concepts?
It was a group. I don't want to take too much credit here because I always do that. It was all of us kind of battering around when we first got the idea, and we had a little sheet that we got that kind of broke down Weston's likes and dislikes. And like Joseph said, he had mentioned that he didn't like MRIs, and that just kind of led itself to Mr. I, and then goalie, that's kind of an easy cop out, just goal with a big E. And then, between the three of us, ideas were bandied around. I couldn't even tell you whose ideas were what, that we just kind of took into it, and it just kind of formed into what you see there on the paper. So I would say it was input from everybody.
Because it really does work together well as a comic, as a comic guy who's been reading comics for decades, literally. I really enjoyed the artwork, and I always judge comic art on two things. I always judge it on facial expressions and action sequences. And I think both of those are really shine in the pages that I saw. So I think you guys have done a spectacular job of putting this together.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate that.
Really good stuff. I enjoy the Android particularly. I think that that's a I get a kick out of the whole business of you set up an alternate game is basically what's going on. It's like a when if you ever watch hockey, if you end up in a tie, you have like a shootout, and whoever gets the most goals by the end of the shootout is the winner. And that's kind of what we get to in this, is there's something of a shootout going on, which I get a kick out of.
Right, exactly.
Because it's very well done. I like that because, it's hockey games. The one thing I fault hockey about is I don't like the fights. I with the Olympics coming along and the fact that they don't allow fighting in their hockey. I love to watch Olympic hockey because that's, I see more and more professional hockey teams when a fight breaks out, they cut to a commercial. And I'm going, phew, good for you. Smart, smart, smart. Because I don't want that. I just want to watch stuff. Because I think the skill of the game is so engaging and so much fun to watch that I don't know why I would watch people beat themselves up. I watch boxing for that.
All right.
So this is very well done in the sense that you've brought the game into the story, which I really love. I think when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's great. That is such a great thing, because not many comics are able to bring those things in like that. It's just super well done. It's smartly done. The whole thing is, the Mr. E says that he sets up the standards for how the game is going to proceed. How long it's going to go on and what kind of things they have to do in order to win, the players have to do to win. which I liked. So, which character is the one that this is largely based on? Which one, if we're reading the book, which one is the guy that we need to most likely be paying attention to most?
So, Weston should be right there. He has the Spark S with the Starburst, if I'm not wrong. Right, Joseph? I made a mistake when we were doing some of our prelims.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Okay, thank you, Joseph. I only pretend to know what I'm doing here. But yeah, we tried to make Weston as front and center as possible. So we gave him, because we were playing off, like Jeremiah was saying, we were playing off a lot of the idea of Shazam or, even maybe He-Man, where it's a young kid that's imbued with powers. And because Weston came at it as a fan of hockey, not necessarily a fan of comics, we tried to Joseph's credit in his script and to what you were saying, we incorporated a lot of hockey in there. And so, like, Weston transforms, but he only transforms for one hockey period. And he has a countdown. So he's superhuman, but he's only superhuman for a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. And, again, playing off of the Shazam. And so it's good to hear that you liked that we added so much hockey. And, again, that goes to Joseph's script, because it really is a hockey-centric story. The only drawback was, and I was telling the guys, is that I live here in Vegas and the Knights were in the playoffs. And by the time I was done with the pencils, I was so sick and tired of watching hockey players, I couldn't watch any of our playoffs here. So, I'm going to take a break from hockey for a minute.
So this is going to come out around August then, because as we just said, the Tampa Bay Lightning have won the championship. When does the hockey season start back up again? Does anybody know?
Is it November?
Is it I always get confused with basketball and hockey because they end up about the same time. But then I'm confused as to when they start up again. But go ahead.
I think it's November, December sometime. I know it's about halfway through the football season.
Mm-hmm. So that'll be good. Okay, that's good, because that'll be a great time to, you know, this is going to come out right around the holidays and stuff too, right in time for holiday buying and procurement for fans and stuff. So this is a great thing to do. The timing's going to be right.
Yeah. Also in September, Jeremiah, what is it in September that they were saying?
For what?
The ACS. They said September is...
they've got some big event they're doing.
Childhood Cancer Awareness, is that September?
I believe so, yeah.
Great. Okay.
So, yeah, we're excited to get this in time for Childhood Cancer Awareness for the month of September.
Now, how do people contribute to this? Are you doing a Kickstarter? You said you don't need a Kickstarter because you got the funding. Let's say people want to support what you're doing and help pay for, like, the printing and stuff like that, or for future issues or stuff. How do they do that?
Well, there's two different ways they can do it. They can either go ahead and donate to the American Cancer Society at the link they gave us, which is cancer.org/centerice, or they can go to our website and donate to us, which will cover, you know, anything you need to do for other books and stuff like that.
Okay.
And that's heroesforcauses.com with the F-O-R spelled out.
Okay. Great, great. Now, are you guys, is this the one hockey one that you're going to do for this cause?
I guess it'll really depend on how well it does, and if the ACS wants to continue the story, we'll do more. It really depends on, you know, what we can pick up.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll be carrying it in 50 different nationwide, I think, cancer retail storefronts, and all the profits go back towards the ACS. For funding and research and stuff like that. So we're hoping it does well. You know, not everyone's always looking for a comic book when they go into a store, but hopefully, you know, it'll catch some eyes and, you know, a couple people will pick up a comic book that might not have thought about a comic book, and then hopefully we'll hit some comic book fans as well. So
are you guys going to, like, hand them out at hockey games?
I have considered that, but I will definitely be handing them out at the two conventions I have booked here in Florida this year.
Okay. Which conventions are those?
I have MyCon in Orlando on August 28th, and then there's one in November in Lakeland that I'll be at.
Okay. That'll be great. Now, you say MyCon. Which is that called MyCon, or which con is it?
It's I think it's called like Mystic Con, but they just their website just says MyCon half the time. I was there at their last one as well.
Okay. That's great. So, well, one thing we should mention too, and probably don't mention enough, is the website that you can go through to find the comic and to support it. Say the website location again, would you, Joseph?
It's heroesforcauses.com, and that's H-E-R-O-E-S, the word for F-O-R, and then causes, C-A-U-S-E-S.com.
Okay, so that'll be good. How many pages are in this book?
This is 18. That's pretty much our standard format for now. We'll do 18-page issues, 18 pages of art plus a cover, and then you know credits and editorial and everything. So that's pretty much our formula. You know, we're looking to do you know something with perhaps autism and perhaps congenital heart disease and maybe sickle cell. So if we can get green lit on those projects, we'll probably try to stick around the same format where it you know can be read as a whole story in and of itself, but then obviously the story continues beyond the pages of the 18 pages in case we get a sequel.
Okay, wow. That's great. All those are worthy causes for sure, so that'll be great to see those get supported. How do you decide that? I mean, does Jeremiah like go to an organization and see if there's support there, or do you guys have like personal contact with people? Joseph, how do you do that?
So I'll answer the first part and I'll let Jeremiah elaborate. But yeah, a lot of times if there's someone that we know, there's a guy in the comic book community whose son's impacted by congenital heart disease. So we're really pushing to maybe try to find a charity partner in the congenital heart, you know, arena and then partner with them because we already pretty much have someone we can base the character off of as far as a likeness. Mm-hmm. And then Jeremiah takes it over from there. So I'll let him answer the rest of the question.
Generally, the way we find our partners is I email 10, 15 different organizations that all have to do with the cause. And just whoever hits us, you know, whoever wants to work with us, that's who we work with. But really, we'll cover any medical cause that somebody wants to as long as we can find a partner to work with.
Okay. So that starts the creative process going. Once you find the cause and the person, then you work on bringing the comic together.
Yeah, I've actually got two professional wrestlers right now that want to work with us to do a type 1 diabetes one. I'm working on trying to find a partner for that as well.
Oh, wow. Wow. So I hope anybody listening that might have any contacts might want to get in touch with you. How do they get a hold of you, Jeremiah, if they want to do that?
They can find me on literally any social media, as well as my email address, which is just JMS. Temple1982@yahoo.com. Then just send me an email. I pretty much check it 5-6 times a day. So.
Okay, great. Because type 1 diabetes is something that I think a lot of people get impacted on a lot. So I think that would be a great cause to do. I'm sure there's no shortage of causes that you guys would like to embrace.
Yeah, well, yep. I mean we're trying not to do the you know the overexposed one like the ones that everybody sees all the time. Mm-hmm. Trying to do the ones that feel a little underrepresented is the one we would prefer to do. Mm-hmm. As I said, we'll do literally any cause that there's a charity that wants to do with us.
Mm-hmm. Great. That sounds like great stuff because, you know, we always look at comics as show business. And, you know, as I remember from the last time when Pathway, you guys didn't charge. You would get a booth at a convention and you would hand them out. Are you doing that with this one? I talked about like a hockey game and stuff like that. Comic shops and stuff like that are probably places you wouldn't mind going to. Are you doing that again with since the funding has already come in? Are you going to hand these out?
Our basic strategy is, you know, if they want the comic book, we hand it to them. And we do not so subtly encourage a donation, but it's not mandatory. Like if they want the book, they can have the book, but we do encourage donations.
Okay. And from my understanding at the retail locations for the ACS, I think they are going to retail them somewhere between $2.99 and $4.99. And then, of course, it's basically a donation since it's going directly to the ACS. So if anybody finds it at those ACS retail locations, I believe there will be a charge. And then if they get it from us or Heroes for Causes, then it's just donation based and that money goes towards the ACS.
I guess Pathways must have been pretty successful if you guys are continuing on with it.
I mean, we did pretty good. We have readership in 5 countries, I believe, at the last count.
Great. That's really great for that to happen, especially with the causes. And people kind of look at the entertainment industry as largely a money-making setup. So it's nice to see funds going into something that really is personal to you guys, and that you guys take this very personally. And I think it shows in the artwork and in the story too. It reflects as a very personal. You can tell this means a lot to you guys to tell a good story and to reach out and help people understand what it is you're supporting.
Absolutely.
I think that's one of the things that we value a lot is that, you know, we come together. Jeremiah hooks us up with a charitable partner or cause, and then Jeremiah, Donovan, and I, and also one of our friends, Jake, we all get together and, you know, we kind of as a team collaborate on, you know, what's an effective story to tell, and how can we tell this that's going to be sympathetic and honest to the cause, but then also inspirational. And then, you know, we did this once already, so now we've got another one under our belt. And it's just, you know, once you build that team synergy, I think it's easier to tell a story, and you can kind of, you know, see that as a reader, you can kind of feel when a team's passionate about a project. And, yeah, you know, although we went from cystic fibrosis to ACS, hopefully we can still tell a compelling story no matter what topic that we cover, just because we have that core team.
See, the thing that interests me so much is that you find a person to write the story around. And I think that helps people understand what the cause is a lot better when you can see a person involved, and that person is the kind of the center of the story. I think that's so much more than just, you know, you could do a very science-oriented comic, and I don't think people would, you know, get the what it is you're trying to accomplish the same way. So I think finding the person is something you guys do superbly well. I just think that is, gosh, I wish more people who do fundraising for causes and stuff like that might actually do more of that, because I think that really helps the rest of us who may not be as familiar to understand and grasp what it is that's going on. I think you guys do a great job of that.
I think when you look at a new book, is the character relatable? And so if it's based off of a character that exists in real life and they're going through these struggles, hopefully it'll be easier for the reader to connect to that person since it's based off of a real person.
Mm-hmm. With one of our goals being to show people how strong these patients really are, you know, because we want people to stop looking at them like, oh, that sick kid. We want them to see, you know, yeah, they're sick, but look how strong they actually are. By taking an actual person and making them a hero, they have say in the powers and everything, it makes it a little bit more relatable. And also keeps us accurate, because they'll tell us if we said something wrong.
You mentioned something, and I want to follow up a little bit about that. That this the person that this book is about actually is not a comics person. Did it take some convincing for him to become the center of the comic?
It actually didn't, only because he likes advocating for cancer. Mm-hmm. He already does stuff like with the Tampa Bay Lightning and a few other groups. So, you know, advocating is kind of his thing. So once he realized that's what it was, he was on board. And he actually started bragging to his whole hockey team once he actually saw like what he was going to look like and stuff in the comics.
That's great. Oh, man, that's really cool.
I will say the ACS and a lot of other organizations and stuff like that, you say comic book and they're like, comic book, those are for kids or whatever. So, you know, Jeremiah did a great job, you know, kind of explaining the whole process to them. And maybe they weren't open to it initially, but as we got to meet with them and as they got to see, you know, the passion of our team and the energy and everything that we brought and the quality of the comic book, they started warming up to the fact of, hey, you know, this is something that might be able to bring awareness and hope and inspiration to cancer patients and stuff. So then they eventually greenlit it after we had a couple meetings with them. So that was pretty inspirational. And then our contact at the ACS actually ended up visiting a comic con and visiting a comic shop, I think, at downtown Disney. And I'll let Jeremiah fill you in on that.
Yeah, she actually went to one of the comic shops downtown Disney and was like looking at all the different artwork and all the styles and stuff on the covers. And that kind of started getting her brain working. And then when I was at Southwest Florida Con, we had a table there. She actually came and saw me there and like started talking to all the people who were near us and just seeing how I interacted with people and how they were responding. That kind of sealed the deal.
Hmm.
And now we have another comic fan.
Yeah, because I'm interested because people the general perception of comics is that it's for kids,
Right.
and we're still even though that's not the case so much anymore. I mean, most comics, the vast majority of comics that are sold to adults these days, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. So on the other hand, though, it's not a bad thing to have them appeal to younger readers and stuff like that. So, as you say, every reader, we appreciate them coming on board, even if they don't like comics at the beginning or they don't appreciate what comics are all about. When they find out and they really re understand that a lot of comic buyers are people that actually might be able to support causes like this, I think that's a great thing. That does well for both the cause and for the comics.
I think that mainstream crossover is so important for comic books, because you have people that go and see a movie and they don't associate with a comic book or watch a TV show. So I think that's all of our challenge being comic creators in the comic book creator community is how to bring in new readership.
I'm interested in, has anybody ever approached you guys about trying to turn one of your comics into, say, like a TV show or a movie?
Somebody has. They suggested it, and but I don't know if they were actually if it's something they can actually do, but I have had mention it to me, yes.
Because I'd like to see that.
So would I.
This
Well,
would
we
be
would too.
so I'm preaching to the choir here. So yeah, I think that this is the kind of a thing that man, I would love to see a series based on these. Maybe, I don't know, like a series of shows or movies or something, or even animated programs that could go on Netflix or something that actually promoted a cause. I think that Netflix could really benefit from having a show like that.
Oddly enough, I already know exactly, like in my head, I know exactly what that show would look like. And that's like, think cool, like G.I. Joe. Like, where, not action and stuff, but at the end, they talked about like something, like learned a lesson. Like, in my head, that's how it would look. It's like old school G.I. Joe.
Wow. I could see that. That would work really well. Man, I wonder if there's anybody out there that would like to make this happen. I'd love to see this happen. I'd love to see it. And I don't want to stop the comic thing, because I think the comic thing needs to continue, because there's a whole audience in comics. But I also think that particularly now with all these channels and all these, I mean, Netflix and everybody with 24-hour a day programming and stuff going on, and they're looking for something to do. This is a really worthwhile show. I would think somebody should go through anyway. Just a suggestion. Anybody out there with lots of good money to support that? I would highly encourage you to do that. But until then, we'll enjoy the comics, because I think you guys are doing such a terrific job with this. I can't wait to see these in printed form, because I think they're great. I think it's great too. As much as I support Kickstarters and things like that, it's great that the organization made it that you didn't have to go that way, because you could focus on the comic rather than on the fundraising.
Yeah, that was huge with the first project. Jeremiah was running all around town and calling people and knocking on doors, and of course promoting the Kickstarter just so we could try to recover the out-of-pocket expenses, because the core team is all volunteers, and then inkers and colorists and letters, we all have to hire out for, and editorial and things, so those things aren't free, and plus the print run. So we were fortunate to link up with Colton's Legacy the first time around, who helped with the print costs, and then this time with the ACS, it was a real blessing for them to kind of help out with more than just the print costs, so that we could focus on the creative aspect of the story.
So to those organizations, a big thank you.
Yep.
People
I will
don't.
say,
Go
having
ahead.
the first completed and being able to show it to ACS made that conversation with them a whole lot easier, because they could see, that isn't like the quality we do and everything else. And then now we'll have a second one, and ACS already has people in mind that they want to connect us with, depending on how it goes. Right. Each one we get under our belt makes it a little easier to get the next one going.
That's so great. Gosh, I wish you guys could do this. It would make such a thing that you could do this, as a professional thing. You guys didn't, you could do this as a job per se. I don't know. Would that take
that too? Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I in some ways, it might take away the fun of it, or the volunteering of it. You know, that whenever something's becomes a job for hire, it somehow it's a little less in some people's minds. But I don't think you guys would lose your enthusiasm for it if that was to happen.
It basically is. I'm on disability anyway, so I mean, this is basically what I do full time.
Okay. Yeah. What about you other guys?
Joseph and I both do those boring day jobs. We've talked. I mean, we'd like it to be the focal point. Jeremiah really does put his heart and soul to it, and I just want to kind of throw on there that, to me, because I really don't do anything. I draw a couple pictures, then I get to jump on here and listen to these guys talk, but it's amazing listening to Joseph and Jeremiah speak as they've gone around and talked to different organizations, and maybe it's just the state of the world, but how skeptical people are when we do approach them. And going to your point about the three of us being volunteer, it does go a long way in showing that we're not here to capitalize on someone else. Yeah, we're not here to exploit anything. We're actually trying to do a little bit of good in our corners of the world. So, and that's, again, that's all on Joseph and Jeremiah, because they really do have to go out there and do that legwork, and I get it. People are always like, well, what's the catch? What's the scam? And, here we come with our little comics and we're like, no, we're really not trying to scam anything. We just, hopefully somebody feels better. And hopefully somebody, like you said, picks up some comic books, and maybe somebody learns something, and maybe somebody sent in a hospital somewhere feels a little bit better because they see themselves in one of these characters that we're lucky enough to meet, and then translate their everyday heroics into super heroics, Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm glad that's coming across,
It's just great because, we need more of this. I think I would love to see, again, that show business aspect, it takes away a lot of the joy out of, I think, making comics. But for you guys to support causes and to make this real, I think that is such a wonderful thing. I'd love to see a lot more of this. And I don't want anybody to compete with you guys, but I want to see more of this happen. I want people to see the good that you guys are doing and support that. And more organizations realize that this is a great way to get the word out and to help people, maybe even feel just a little better to see these kind of things go on. I think that would be worth all the effort.
I think it's interesting that we had a podcast with Joshua Pantolaresco, and he was asking us, he's like, if you guys had to do this, as like your thing, you live a life and you leave a legacy or whatever. If this was your legacy, would you guys be happy with it? And I think all three of us pretty much said, yeah, absolutely. We would be happy with this kind of being our legacy and healing, hopefully healing and sharing, true hero stories with other people to give them hope and inspiration.
It's funny because on Facebook, I see they talk about there's a thing that comes about true heroes. And I always kind of I look at these and I go like, my gosh, why aren't people telling these stories? And see, you are. That's the great thing. You're bringing these people because they're genuine heroes, fighting the good fight and taking on, such a struggle that's got to be, it takes probably sometimes everything that they've got just to keep going and make these things happen. And that I'm sure inspires you guys to make these things shine. So I think that's just wonderful.
Yeah, and case in point is Jeremiah is one of them. Jeremiah is he's what started this whole ball rolling because he has CF. So yeah, I mean it's good to meet all these other guys and gals that inspire us. But one of our core team members is one of them, so it's easy to keep. I don't know. For me, it's easy to keep working with that in mind.
So great. Great. You guys do such wonderful stuff. All three of you, I think, deserve, accolades for making these things happen and for, making something that's, as much as I enjoy my Long John superhero stuff, I like to read variety. And I want to see these kinds of stories that are, they're fun on a heroic level, but they're also educational. And I love a book that educates me. not just, you know, entertains me, but educates me. And these books really do make those things happen. I read Pathway, which I really enjoyed. I learned a whole lot that I did not know. And I'm expecting for the same thing with this hockey book. I expect Center Ice to really just, you know, not only inspire but educate me, because that's what you guys have done in the past. And I just think it's terrific.
We appreciate it.
It's definitely hard to have balance between education and entertainment, because we don't want to beat people in the head with the entertainment or with the education part, but we don't want the, you know, entertainment to totally overshadow the education part either. It's a fine balance.
It's the balance. That's you guys strike that wonderful balance, and make it. It's so good. This is why I think it needs to be a TV show. It just does, you know, because this would be so great. I would love to see this on Netflix. I would just. I think Netflix would really benefit from doing something besides just entertainment stuff. I think this would be really great.
And so we'll get super lucky, and Kevin Smith will hear this, and he'll be like, you know what? I love superheroes and hockey. Let's do it.
Yeah, that would be excellent. That would be so great.
Kevin Smith has read Pathway because Ming Chen handed it to him personally. So.
Oh, good. Very good. Now.
Now we just need to give him Center Ice.
Yep, that'll be coming, because he makes a lot of conventions. I've seen him at a lot of cons. He's been at tables next to ours and stuff like that, and he's a good guy. I think he would. You know, he would really like to support this kind of a thing as much as he can. So.
Hard to hold up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's with the cons starting to come back. I'm hopeful, and you know, stores. I think if you could reach out to some local stores and some, so there are several chains of stores around. I think that would really appreciate, being able to support this kind of stuff. So. I don't know. I think you guys are just getting started as far as these wonderful things, and I think there's so much more that you guys are going to do, and I hope people pay attention. Which leads me again. What's the website that people can go to find out more about what you guys do?
It's heroesforcauses.com, and that's the word FOR spelled out in the middle.
Mm-hmm. How long have you guys been doing this? I mean, I kind of forget.
Just over 2 years.
2 years, wow. Yeah, you guys, and I still think you guys are just getting going. I think that there's all kinds of wonderful stuff that I think you guys. And when I look at the pages, I mean, they're very professionally done. That artwork is just it sparkles. It's great stuff. So I felt the same way about Pathway. I really just believe in what you guys are doing, and I just think that if people, particularly, I've seen several hockey comics, and I think that there's some. There's a lot of conventions. I think we'd like to see this stuff. I hope you guys are able to get the word out and get this kids and adults alike can get a hold of the comic and really learn, just like I did from Pathway, just all the good things that you guys are doing.
I appreciate that.
So, all right. So this, I think that these are going to be good. So when it's available, we still go to that same website, right?
Yep.
Okay, so that'd be the place to go. And again, if somebody wants to donate, you go to that website. It's all in one website.
Yep.
And if they want to donate specifically to the American Cancer Society Gold Together, it's cancer.org/centerice. Okay. And they can donate to them specifically for this.
Very good. And of course, that gets them recognition as well, as they realize the comic is doing some good and reaching out and getting some well-deserved notice. So this is great. So, well, I think you guys are great. Joseph, Jeremiah, and Donovan, keep up the wonderful stuff. I just think that Center Ice is the next jewel in your crowns, and I think that there's going to be wonderful stuff to see. When something starts to happen, I mean, is that the website the way to go, or what? And you guys mentioned social media.
Post things on that website anytime that something new happens. I also tend to make TikToks about it and put it on our Instagram and our Facebook. We pretty much post it everywhere.
Great. Well, all I can say is keep it up. I think it's so professional and so inspiring and educational. Every level it works. So all I can say is it's called Center Ice. Be sure to get a hold of this book, and also Pathway, if you can find it, and make sure that you get that book too, because I think you're going to learn just like as much as I did with it. And I just tell you guys, just keep it up. It's wonderful stuff, and I can't wait to see what you guys are going to do next.
Thanks, Wayne.
Sir.
People need dramatic examples to shake them out of apathy, and I can't do that as Bruce Wayne. As a man, I'm flesh and blood. I can be ignored, I can be destroyed, but as a symbol.
Get the latest from the comics universe. News, interviews, previews, and reviews. Listen to the weekly Wayne's Comics Podcast so you can keep reading your comics.
That's it for this episode. Be back next time. I'll have another great interview with an excellent comics creator, something I'm sure you won't want to miss. But until then, keep reading your comics.